Welcome to Right Now. I'm your host, Stacey Chabot, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Joining me tonight is Christine Closer, who is widely recognized as a leader in the field of conscious entrepreneurship. She coaches spiritually oriented business owners and transformational authors who want their business or book to be the vehicle for life-changing transformation for themselves, their clients, and ultimately the world. Christine is a multiple award-winning author, the founder of WrapYourselfInLove.com and creator of the Freedom Retreats and the trademark Get Your Book Done program. Through all she does, her commitment is to help create a new world based on love. Thank you for joining us tonight, Christine. Lovely to have you here.
Well, it's lovely to be here. I'm looking forward to our time together.
When and how did you first get into coaching?
Oh, this is a juicy question because I got into coaching before I knew what coaching actually was. Back in 1991, I opened up a fitness training business. I was a personal trainer and would go, you know, all over Los Angeles where I lived at the time, and I would work with people. And what I came to discover is by being in someone's home with them three days a week usually, for years my clients would stay with me. They did not stay with me for the benefits they got through the fitness training. They stayed with me through the benefits that they received through our relationship, which oftentimes ended up being one that really brought a lot of guidance. My clients talked to me about everything. And I think it's then that I learned to be a great listener, learned how to offer, you know, non-judgmental feedback, and learned how to really speak my truth and help them. So I was coaching when I was a fitness trainer, and then in 1997 I started facilitating women's retreats through some volunteer work I had been doing in LA, and created my own agenda and started just taking women on these retreats, you know, a dozen women at a time. I co-facilitated the Vision Weekend, as it was called at that time. And again, I didn't know it was coaching. But yet, you know, I spent 2 days in the mountains of Lake Arrowhead with a group of 12 women and just helped them release and let go of what was in their way and find clarity so that they could live out the vision that they saw for themselves. So that's when I was coaching, as you know, far back as 1991, without, you know, 20 years ago, without knowing it was coaching. And then finally I realized, oh, this is actually something. This is called something, what I'm doing, and started coaching in 2000, calling myself a coach, because by then the terminology was readily accessible.
Well, having been a coach for 13 years, I'm sure you've experienced multiple evolutions of yourself and your work. Would you share a little bit about your coaching journey, the highs and the lows, as well as where you are now and where you're going?
I'd be happy to. As I said, it started with a fitness training way back when, which is sort of, you know, 2 decades ago, of just beginning to develop that natural ability to relate to people and see things from a different perspective. It carried through that Vision Weekend, as I mentioned, and then I became a yoga teacher. And I think it even came into my yoga teaching, because I'd work privately with clients. You know, some people as well known as like Reba McEntire was one of my private yoga students. And I just kept learning how to relate to people and help them with where they were, with what they needed at the moment. And then that whole experience led to me starting this big, huge women's networking group in Los Angeles, which officially launched my coaching, where I started working with spiritually oriented entrepreneurs, which was the basis for this network I'd established. Now, the interesting thing is that after doing regular coaching for a number of years, just straight business coaching, I discovered that many of my clients wanted to become published authors. So since 2007, I have been coaching entrepreneurs very specifically on also how to write that book, how to share their message authentically, how to get their word out there so that they can market their business but really transform lives. So moved into book coaching and then, you know, finally did what everyone else does, and I had the big, you know, $15,000 head mastermind for a year and $100,000 VIP kind of, you know, coaching client relationships. And then after that experience, out of the release of my book, The Freedom Formula, sort of brought all that around. I actually needed to really pull back and get back to my roots of these retreats that I've been doing since 1997. And now I'm much lower key, if you will, and now a lot of the coaching that I'm doing is much more in the spiritual and personal arena. Happens to be for entrepreneurs, but definitely more spiritual and personal focused than business focused. And I'm doing that in these intimate settings, private retreats, and individual coaching work. It's just what showed up for my soul to kind of pull back and go back to my roots right now. And I know it's leading me somewhere new and different in the future, but for now, it's about going back to my roots and just doing what I am best at and brings me the most joy.
Well, having met you, I can tell you that talking with you one evening, you just have such wonderful energy. You're just so easy to talk to and easy to get to know, and I can see where this would be the path you need to be on easily. What have been some of the greatest challenges you faced on your journey?
Oh, man, here comes, all my inner secrets. But if people can learn from them, then I'm willing to share. I would have to say the first big challenge I've faced over the years is not trusting myself, not listening to that little voice, not trusting myself and tuning into my own inner guidance and being willing to move forward, even if I go against the stream, if you will. I think in the past I've been, challenged with, from a child growing up, I think many of us want people to approve of us and accept us, and we want to fit in. And I think that a part of me got wrapped up in what other people thought of me, what other people were doing, and thinking that I had to do the same things. And, it took a lot. There were some external circumstances that really kind of brought this to my attention. And I said, well, what am I doing? What's really right for me? And I had to go through a pretty rigorous journey of learning to trust myself and learning to trust my own inner guidance and really letting go of having any concern about what anyone else thinks about anything that I do. And, for someone who has overly served and been very driven by pleasing others, to make that great shift, it was a huge challenge, but also a great gift. And, just being one of those people who, I think by default, I want to serve, but doing so to a fault where it becomes self-sacrificial for me, that created a lot of challenges for me in just the evolution of my business and, how I felt in my life. So I've, realized that any time I feel my will kicking in, like my personal power kicking in to get some kind of desired results from a will base, I know that that's going to put me up a very challenging hill. And now I do the work in advance to say, okay, not easy, not happening, not even going to try to push this thing uphill. And it's been incredibly beneficial to, learn from the challenges and have a different approach.
Well, what changes happened as a result of all of this?
I would say, big, huge change. A lot of people thought I was crazy, but I knew that I'd be crazy if I didn't do this. I consciously chose to just release the highest revenue-generating parts of my business. There was, 75%, maybe even 80 or 90% of that work that felt aligned, and about 10% of it that didn't. And the 10% that didn't feel aligned outweighed the 90%. And I thought, I can't do this. If I make this decision to keep going forward on a certain trajectory, I just don't like where that road is going for me. And I knew I had to make a radical decision and choose a different path for myself. It has not been easy, not by a long shot. But that was one of the changes that also allowed the most profound miracles and, just grace began to flow in my life in ways that it could never have dreamed before. So letting go of all those shoulds was a big, shift for me. And just knowing that my only job is to get out of the way of the flow of grace and not try to make grace and flow happen. That was just a huge, huge, huge change. also, you know, really reprioritizing my priorities. I mean, I took my priorities and flipped them on its ear. And the big personal change is that I went from very sporadic kind of meditation and dedicated spiritual practice to now spending at least 2 to 2.5 hours a day in meditation, prayer, journaling, yoga, every single day. And that has been a huge change that I know has been a very powerful part of what has had doors opening in places that I just never would have dreamed. So those are some of the changes. Pretty radical changes, but I've never done anything small.
Well, there you go. But you know when you're on the wrong path, you know, and if you ignore it, then you were wise not to, and it's great that you honored yourself that way. But when you don't honor it, life will just knock you right off that path and put you where you belong. So you were very wise to listen at the very start of the sounding of the bell.
Well, I wouldn't say it started at the sounding of the bell. I mean, it took some knocking around. I mean, I got knocked around to the point where if I didn't make the change, I literally think I probably could have spent the rest of my life, you know, hidden under a rock with the kind of knocking around that I was going through. But once I hit, like, the big knock, it just everything changed. And I realized what mattered, what didn't matter. I realized what made my heart happy and what didn't make my heart happy, and just went on a totally different path. And, I mean, every day I write, you know, an entire page in a very thin-lined, big journal of all the evidences of grace in my life and miracles in my life. And, I wouldn't give that up for anything. Best thing I did was make the decision to say, I'm not doing it how, you know, it looks like I should do it. I'm doing it in a way that feels right to my heart. And, you know, navigating that path, that very narrow path, tested every cell of my being. But it also transformed me. So I'm grateful for it all.
You have to have a lot of faith to do that. You really do.
Yes.
So
yes.
How has this impacted where you're heading now?
Well, I think the biggest impact that it's had is that I actually don't really know exactly where I'm headed, and it doesn't matter. I used to want to have all my plans in place, and I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. And then 3 years from now, it's going to be this. And I have noticed that I really needed to just let go of that and allow myself each moment to be guided. What's happening with that and the impact is that, I mean, I have a business now, the wrapyourselfinlove.com that you mentioned at the beginning of the interview. I mean, it's a retail business. I'm actually selling goods, like not information products, not coaching anything. I'm selling soft, because they're actually designer handmade fair trade wraps for women under the brand name Wrap Yourself in Love. And this whole concept, which is just growing by leaps and bounds, I don't think ever could have entered my thought, my heart, had it not been for everything else I've been doing. I mean, when you have an idea like that and you go to GoDaddy and the domain and every variation is available for, you know, $7 instead of $7,000, I kind of take those things as signs. I never dreamed I'd be getting into retail and literally helping to wrap the world in love one person at a time, which is the slogan, the tagline for the company.
Are those the wrap you were wearing when I met you? Was it like that beautiful thing you're wearing? Oh, wow.
Yes, I have been wearing wraps, you know, just like to keep your shoulder warm kind of wraps, probably, I don't know, for 20 years. I mean, it's always been a signature piece of mine. And this concept of going around the world, you know, finding fair trade or at least, you know, handmade fair trade products, both, you know, in third world countries by artisan groups and also domestically here in the U.S., you know, handmade mom-and-pop type of shawl manufacturers and shawl crafters, and they're, you know, I put the Wrap Yourself in Love label on them and bless them, and, you know, people buy them as gifts for themselves, for people they love, for marriages, for, you know, a friend who's going through a divorce, for the birth of a baby. And my intent is that energetically, as, you know, my goal is thousands, if not millions of people eventually around the world, you know, wrapped in these wraps, all with the same intent of wrapping themselves in love, so that they can be a vehicle and a source of love in the world. And I, you know, I think that's one way that, you know, one small way that I can help maybe shift the consciousness on the planet. So, there, you know, there's more rolling out with that whole, I know there's leading somewhere beyond just wraps. I don't know where yet, though, and it's okay, because every day grace shows me the next step and the right people, and it's been a miracle. So that's part of the impact. I would say that company is a big part of how I've been impacted.
You will definitely know it when you see it, and it'll show itself at the right time, right?
Absolutely. It always does once I, you know, let go of thinking I know the way.
Right. When you quit driving.
Yeah.
So what are the most valuable lessons you've learned and gifts you've received being an entrepreneur all these years?
As far as lessons go, probably the big one that I just kind of alluded to is that I actually have to do, I'm like doing little quote marks with my fingers here, I don't have to do anything. I just have to simply allow myself to be done too. Like, the plan is already done. You know, the map is already there. And the more I think that I have to do something to make it happen, the further off my path I get. The more I, you know, can feel myself trying to get into that will place, making something happen, the faster I can let go of that and release it, the more things just get done. I mean, it's incredible the way I let go and boom, someone, something, some miracle, some email comes in my box, some connection is made. I would say that's probably one of the biggest lessons, is that I really don't have to do anything. I just need to be a clear conduit. The other lesson, you know, which is wrapped in there, is just how true it is. And I used to know this only in my mind and my intellect, but I know it like in every cell of my being, that the more I let go, the more I receive. The more I let go, the more I receive. That's been a tremendous lesson for me. And I always heard people say that, oh, it's supposed to be easy. It's just easy. And I was like, what do you mean easy? I mean, I'm working, you know, too many hours, I'm not spending time with my family, I'm stressed out, like, what kind of ease are you talking about? And, you know, the big lesson for me has been understanding and knowing and experiencing that really is supposed to be easy. And when I'm in the flow, and when I'm doing what I need to do to just be that clear conduit, it is easy. I mean, it's, like, so easy to the point that there are many days I just drop to my knees and cry tears of gratitude, because in a million years I could not construct or, you know, make happen the things that happen. It's one of the big, huge lessons is that it really is supposed to be easy, and it can be easy. As far as gifts go, I think the greatest gift that I've received in my journey is the tremendous, overflowing, abundant support that I have in my life. I mean, I am just surrounded by the most incredible people who love and support me, not for anything in return, who I equally love and support. And it is like any direction I look in my life, here locally in my community, you know, I have a group of amazing women that I gathered. We call ourselves the 13 Goddesses, and we are 13 Goddesses. You know, they are such a gift in my life. My friends, my husband, I'm a Oneness Blessing Giver through Oneness University. I'm involved in that community. It's like everywhere I turn, there are just people supporting me and loving me. and allowing me to support and love them, and that's been a huge gift. And I would say just all the, you know, all the healing that's come for me personally and spiritually through the ups and downs of my business, and all of the new joy and bliss and love and happiness and abundance and flow that has come to me as a result of just my own healing, my own clearing, my own shifting, you know, and walking that path. So, all of that leads to the gift of being able to stand very solidly in the middle of any life circumstance, at least that I've, you know, been faced with so far, and be able to stand solid and centered and peaceful as, you know, life and business and all of that swirls around. The gift is being able to find the peacefulness in my own heart, no matter what's happening, quote unquote, out there in the world. Those are some of the gifts.
What do you think about the whole consciousness and spirituality trend in business?
Oh, man. Well, I could go on about this forever. I think there's good and bad. The good news is that I think that it's responding and tapping into and really connected to the fact that this is a sign of our times, that our world is going through a profound, critical, historical transformation. I mean, our planet itself is going through profound changes, and we're going to see a tremendous amount of change in the coming years. And I believe that the more we can raise our consciousness to that consciousness of love, the easier it's going to be for us to move through this transition. So the fact that there's more people talking about consciousness and talking about spirituality, you know, I felt so alone in that conversation when I was having it, you know, in the late 90s and, you know, early 2000. It was like I was kind of a little out there alone and people not really getting what I was talking about. So to see how, at least in the entrepreneurial and business arena, I was kind of a rare bird a little before my time. So it's incredibly inspiring and very hopeful to see all of this activity happening around consciousness and spirituality and business. Though I have my own concerns that because it is what is right now, and I don't want to say the word hot, but that really, that's not it. It's what's so. It's the truth of what's happening in our world. And it scares me that, you know, I don't know who, but I just get the feeling there are people out there who are looking at this trend as just a new way to market. And they're talking about consciousness, and they're talking about spirituality because they know that's what people are craving more, but they're actually not walking their own spiritual path. So there is a misalignment. And I'll be the first one to say that this is absolutely part of the dynamic that was happening in my life until I really woke up and said, oh, my gosh, you know, what do I need to do here? And that's when it's let go of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue a year because it was only 90% aligned and not 100%. And that's just a personal fear that I have, that there's people who are saying, oh, great, well, this is what's hot now, so I'm going to do that, but whose hearts really aren't committed to that journey for themselves. So, and that being said, I mean, I have connected with so many incredible people around the world who are dedicating their lives to this purpose as well, who feel that they are here to help shift the consciousness of the planet. And it's just been amazing to feel that that tribe and the amazing souls gathering for that purpose and executing that purpose through their businesses, whether it be, you know, a wrap yourself in love wrap, or whether it be, you know, a coaching business. It's exciting, but I hope that people don't use it just because it's trendy. You know, it needs to be authentic and true to who they are for them to really have an impact in that arena.
Well, to say it will not benefit them at all if they're just using it just because it's trendy. It won't help them
at
all.
Yeah.
So how do you help people in that area?
Oh, well, there are a number of different ways that I'm really doing that work now. One way is that I have an event called the Transformational Authors Global Summit, and it's where I bring together a collection of people whom I would consider to be transformational authors. And I just, you know, go right into these conversations with them and, you know, and ask them some of the hard questions and really talk about what it looks like, you know, both for the author and the journey and their own personal transformation, but also to help them teach and show people who do want to write books that help change the world, you know, and change their clients and transform their business and themselves and all of that, but to give some also, you know, some practical information and help for people in that arena. So that's through what I call the Transformational Authors Global Summit. And then I also have a signature program called Get Your Book Done. It's, you know, my trademarked, like I said, signature program that is very much a spiritual and personal and transformational approach to writing a book that will help you grow your business. You know, it is not just for the purpose of writing a book for your own transformation. It really is your transformation, your reader's transformation, and as a result, the ripple effect and the transformation in the world. And it just walks people step by step. That get Your Book Done program is a step-by-step process. As much heart and soul and spirit as it is, you know, brass tacks, nuts and bolts, let's get the book done. and then I still facilitate my retreats, the Freedom Retreat, at a beautiful private mansion down in Maryland. And those are, you know, small. Maximum number of people that I facilitate at any time is 10 people, very intimate, 4 days, you know, all-inclusive, no agenda, except for what each individual brings to the retreat. Their own agenda is the only thing that I focus on and work on. And those retreats are just absolutely miraculous. I mean, I just feel like I step out of the way and grace comes in and does the job and everyone's transformed and I'm, you know, just in bliss being able to be used for that purpose in that way. So those are some of the things. And then, of course, Wrap Yourself in Love, which, you know, is just a wrap, but it's not just a wrap. I mean, it really is a way for me to wrap people around the world in love. As each wrap gets sent out, it gets blessed, and it, you know, the intent of that person literally being wrapped in love is sent with every single wrap that goes out. And I believe energetically and vibrationally that, you know, that really is helping people. There are some people who just need to know that there is love around them, and that's what Wrap Yourself in Love is about. So that's what's on my plate right now.
I like it. So what advice can you offer for coaches who want to live a more spirit-led life while also enjoying a profitable business?
You've got to do what is right for you. Don't ever try to be anybody else. Don't feel like you have to follow the norm, you know, and be willing to break the mold and forge your own path and be true to who you really are. You know, oftentimes I think in so much of the work we see out there, because we're all taught to model, and modeling, you know, people who are successful in doing, you know, amazing big things in the world, that has a core value. I mean, that is something that is beneficial, but it's imperative that if you are doing, you know, following someone's model, that you are also working with a coach or in some sort of an arena in which you really have the space to go inside of yourself enough to know if what you're doing is really right for you and to be willing to let go. You know, it's just, it's not going to serve anyone if you're doing something that in any way, even that little 10%, is not a big yes. So that's the most pressing thing that I can do. Don't, you know, there are no, even though I wrote the book, The Freedom Formula, I'm going to tell you, you know, there, for you, it's like there really are no formulas, no blueprints, no nothing that can help you determine if what you're doing is really aligned and true for you. That's an inner process that you really need to go through with a trusted guide. Who can help you get to the core and the truth, because that when you hit that place, then you just slide, literally slide into the flow of grace, and you'll honestly never have to work, or effort again from that place.
No, you work from a place of joy. It's not even work anymore. You enjoy what you're doing, and you're happy.
Absolutely. So. Yep.
it's, I can't imagine staying locked into even just 10% of being unhappy. I can't imagine doing that. So, like I said, you were very brave to step out, even though you were very successful. Anything else you'd like to add in closing?
I think first is just a deep gratitude for you for this opportunity to be here and to share in this way. You know, this is a new voice for me, I guess, in the marketplace. And I just feel deeply grateful for the opportunity to allow that voice in a new arena to be heard and to be shared. And I just, you know, pray that, you know, if there are some people listening or reading that this impacts, that they take just one little thing from it and have something shift in their life as a result. So just, you know, gratitude and the wish that everyone just really swim in that flow of grace in your business and in your life.
That's very nice. And you never know who you're going to reach. You never know in what way and how, but you could completely alter somebody's life from just our short conversation here. Christine, I really appreciate you being on the show tonight. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Would you like to restate your website so people can find you?
Absolutely. If people want to go ahead and find me, I'm just going to direct you over to Wrap Yourself in Love. Feels like that just might be something that y'all would be interested in. So go check out Wrap Yourself in Love. I do have, whether or not you get a wrap, I have a wonderful free guided meditation that you can get there that will literally ease your heart and help you feel that feeling of being wrapped in love no matter what is happening in your life. So just wrapyourselfinlove.com and you'll find me and connect with me there.
Excellent. And thank you for joining us on Right Now. I'm Stacey Chabot. Have an excellent week.